Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Glimpses of God from Christian Faith Publishing author Mike Black is a well-written account that inspires awareness of one's personal faith in God to allow a profound change in lifestyle, a compelling narrative filled with insights to tackle a deep relationship with the Lord. Mike grew up in Atlanta, a graduate of Georgia State University, has held several corporate positions over the years. Mike spent much of his 20s working with teenagers through his local church in Georgia. It was at this time he became a regular at Metro Bible Study in North Atlanta, playing an instrumental role in the growth of his faith. He's been married to his wife for 25 years. They share three boys. While living in Atlanta, they attended North Point Community Church and continued their faith journey. Mike was always active in sports, enjoyed working with kids, and sports presented a great way to do that, providing him the opportunity to coach a number of youth baseball teams. The family moved from Atlanta to Phoenix. That was about 12 years ago. They currently attend Christ Church of the Valley. Mike Black, author of The Glimpses of God, is our guest on This Week in America. Mike, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. Great to be here.
This is such an intriguing book that you've done, receiving excellent reviews. And I understand Glimpses of God, your book. You didn't start out to write a book. How did this end up being written and then being published and really changing the lives of so many people who were reading the book?
It really didn't. I'd never given any thought to writing a book. I've always enjoyed kind of writing, but it really started with, we'd been through some difficult times in our lives, and I had gone through a really challenging period in my life. I was dealing with some depression as a result of it, and, just a rough period of my life. And I'm a very private person by nature. I'm sure it drives my wife nuts at times, but it's difficult sometimes for me to just talk about how I feel about things. So I sat down one day and just kind of out of the blue, I sat down and wrote about that experience, what it was like going through that for me, what it was like, basically, a father and a husband. And I have these expectations of myself that I'm going to be this type of husband and this yes. type of father. I'm trying to do that when I really wasn't at my best. I was struggling. I sat down and I kind of wrote about how that felt and what it was like and kind of coming out the other side of it. And it was, it was challenging, and it was good for me to get that out, and it was good for me to write about it. And that kind of started me writing. So I would sit down at other times, and just, write about other things, my perspectives on things, especially it started, with kind of comparing my relationship to God as, I'm a child and he's my father. But then having children, I got a chance to see that relationship from the other side, see what it's like to be the father. And that kind of opened my eyes to some new things that I hadn't really thought about before. So I would sit and I'd write about that. And, that kind of perspective sort of opened up some new perspectives on other things. And then one day I'm looking at it, it's like, wow, I've written a lot of stuff. So it just kind of is like, maybe I can make a book out of this.
Yeah, there's a book here.
And, it seemed to come out pretty well.
It came out very well. And it has to be very rewarding to know that what you have written and sharing your observations, helping other people. And you probably wish there were books like this out there when you were struggling and going through what you went through that would maybe sort of take you by the hand and guide you through all of the issues. The book is Glimpses mm-hmm. of God by Mike Black, our guest on the program. You'll find the book at Amazon.com, the usual places. We'll give you those before we end up on the program. Mike, what would you say would be the central message of the book? Is there an overarching theme to the book that we should be talking about?
Yeah, I think there is. I think basically at times, especially in today's world, there's so much information. There's so many people, sharing views on this or that. It can be challenging just to figure out what Christianity even should look like, and kind of what we're supposed to be and how this is supposed to work. And, in the book, it kind of takes my perspective, really boiling that down and making it a lot simpler and sort of peeling away all the layers of complexity that sometimes we kind of get wrapped up in. And it really is just about, I have a relationship with a father who loves me. As I go through my life, there are times he's working with me to help me improve, to help me see things I didn't see before. Even putting me in position to maybe help other people that he loves just as much as me. So it's really an attempt to kind of define that relationship and help us see that, you know, that relationship is unique to me. There's no one in the world who has a relationship with God like I do, right? Yours is unique, mine's unique, yes. And we are all special to Him. And I think we can get wrapped up in all the other stuff and lose track of the fact that at the end of the day, it's a relationship with my Father, and that's what it's all about. And if I can kind of peel everything else away and get it down to that, and then just kind of try to see what my Father's trying to show me throughout my life, you know, I think that's really what the book is about.
Well, and you say with that relationship, make it yours. And I think that may be a key to what we're talking about. Take that relationship, and you emphasize, as you just did, it's different for everybody. I want to go back to what you had said a few seconds ago, drawing the parallels between your relationship as a father to your children, which obviously got you thinking about the relationship you as a child to your heavenly Father. Talk about developing that. It's one thing to just sort of idly think about that, sort of a fleeting moment, but you really were, this became a thought-provoking moment, a period in your life, didn't it? This was something that you really gave a lot of thought to, and you're able to help a lot of us because of the contemplation you put in for this. Talk about that evolution when you decided, boy, there's something here, and it is different for each of us.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. A lot of the friends I grew up with would kind of laugh at this comment. But, you know, I had this idea, you know, even like in my 20s that, you know, if it must be unique, it must be different to be a father, right? Because it allows me to see that relationship from the other perspective. And I'm big into so many times there's so much to be learned just by seeing something from someone else's perspective, right? Which is kind of funny because it in no way gave me the desire to get married and have kids. I eventually, you know, headed down that path. And then, you know, really it didn't come back to me until, you know, after I'd gone through, you know, the difficult period in my life, and I'm sitting in Phoenix and I had, you know, written the first piece. And then I just started remembering, you know, as I'm thinking back on, you know, that perspective, and I started remembering moments in my life and, you know, things with my kids, and some of them, you know, were, you know, big events, and a lot of them were just little things, you know, that happened. And it kind of looked at it from the perspective of, wow, as a father, that was so cool. You know, just having your kids hang out with you, you know, things they would say, things they would do, that relationship, and things like, you know, there were times when my children were little, you know, and I look back on this, you know, as I'm comparing my role as a father to my Father, that I just had to have, you know, my kids just had to trust me, right? Because there was no possible way they could understand the world they were living in the way I did, right? They just couldn't. And if I step back and think about that, you know, my kids were closer to me in that ability than I will ever be to God, right? So, you know, the idea that, you know, there are times I just can't see what He sees, and I can't know what He knows, and it's just not possible. So sometimes, like my kids did, you know, I just have to trust Him that He knows what He's doing. He's going to take care of me. You know, one of my youngest, I worked from home for a number of years. And my youngest one was about 3 when we moved out here. And I was working at home and all my kids were there watching me work. So that was unique. and he would describe my job as he pushes buttons and talks on the meeting. And it was kind of funny. But then when I think back about it, you know, as a child of God, you know, that's my view of Him. You know, no matter how much I think I understand and no matter how much I think I know, it's He pushes buttons and talks on the meeting, because what He said about my job was absolutely correct. And it was so, you know, innocent and so, you know, small compared to everything I really did. But that's how it is. You know, I don't understand all the things that God has going on. And I, you know, there was a lot about it. I will never understand this side of heaven. But I do understand that He loves me.
Mike Black is our guest on the program. Yeah, it's such a great perspective you bring, because as you're talking about that, and as people read the book, we can all go through experiences like that. And it's like, you know, that's exactly the case. Sometimes we make things more complicated than they need to be. In fact, that's one of the things. The book is Glimpses of God. If I didn't say that, it's available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll mention that again throughout the program. One thing that you do that people enjoy in your reading is you peel away the complexities of Christianity. You sort of break it down. One of the chapters is titled In the End. You present a simple, powerful perspective on who God is and the truth about what our faith is based on. Talk a little bit about that, if you will, because this is something that is very helpful for all of us.
I was at church one Sunday, and the pastor made a comment about how Christianity compares to other religions, and it all made the great pastor made perfect sense in the context of what he was saying, but it got me thinking about how Christianity does compare to other religions, and how even within Christianity there are all these different views that people have about what God is like and what Christianity is supposed to be like. And I realized that in the end, when all is said and done, all that will be left is the truth, right? Everything that's not true is just gone. And in the end, when we stand before God, God's going to be who he is, right? He's not going to be who we thought he was or who we wanted him to be. He's just going to be who he is. And we need to, instead of trying to find a view of him that works for us or find a view of him that we feel comfortable with or we can live with, we really just need to try to find, what's the truth? What's the truth about God? What's he really like? What's the truth about Jesus? And even beyond that, what's the truth about ourselves? Because, in that moment when we're face to face with God, it's going to be the real us, right? All the things I kind of pretended to be or I wanted to be, or, we all try to present that image of ourselves to other people that, is a little better than the real us, right? And we all kind of do that because we want people to see the best version of us. But in that moment when I'm standing before God, God is going to be God, exactly who he always has been. And what I thought he was going to be won't have any bearing at all on that. He's going to be who he is. And I'm going to be who I am. All the warts, all the, the good things, the bad things, everything in between, naked doesn't even begin to describe, I'm going to be me, the real me, and I'm going to be standing in front of the real God. And I think sometimes we can kind of get wrapped up in all the things that people say and all the things, sometimes we even kid ourselves about ourselves. And I think in the end, it's just going to be the truth. And, I think we need to be looking more for, what's the truth about God? What's the truth about me? Because that's where the real growth is going to come.
You've got an interesting perspective on how bad things in this life may become valuable in an unexpected way. And you probably touched on that with some of what you went through that got you to this point in your faith and in your life today. One of the things you talk about is a bad experience, an experience you had at a college football game. Talk about that and how that the impact that had on your life.
Yeah. So, I grew up in Georgia. So, if you're familiar with the Southeast, college, there's college football and then there's everything else. Right.
Yep.
And now we're living in Phoenix and we're all big Georgia Bulldog fans. So the Bulldogs a couple years ago, we're going to be playing in the Rose Bowl. And that's like a 6-hour drive from where we live. So my wife, they made that announcement. My wife's looking at us going, you got to go. We're not wealthy, but, we scraped together the money and we got a cheap hotel and we drove out to Pasadena for the game. So that, and it was double overtime. It was a great game. It was a lot of fun. But it kind of tied back into something that I had been thinking about anyway, which was, if you go back to Genesis, in the garden, there was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it wasn't, the tree of the knowledge of good or knowledge of evil. It was both. And when I stepped back and started thinking about that, all the things in our life, the things we really understand is because there's two perspectives to it. There's healthy and there's sick. There's greedy and there's generous. There's war and there's peace. And with all those different things, we all gravitate toward acceptance because for most of us, we know what it's like to be rejected, right? So
yes,
we value the really good things in our life because we know what it's like when they're not good, right? We know what the other side of that looks like. And some people even more so. I mean, if you grow up in some one of these areas that's really dangerous or war-torn, you would have a better appreciation for peace than I would, having grown up in a fairly comfortable South Atlanta neighborhood. So there's that idea that we understand and appreciate the really good things because we also understand what the really bad things look like. We know how they feel. And it kind of hit me, in that game, which, all apologies to the Oklahoma fans, it was a great game. We won in double overtime. But in that moment, because, in college football, in, the game, when it ends in overtime, you don't ease into it, right? It happens in an instant. Either you won or you didn't right there. And in that instant, when we crossed the goal line, everybody was just like, yes. And you know, it's just that moment of, you know, yeah, it's a football game, right? And we all know it, in the grand scheme of life, it's football. But it was so much fun, and it was just joy. You know, all the Georgia fans are like going crazy. And you know, that was just, you know, fun, because you know, we know what it's like to lose, and that was a really big game. It was cool to win. And I noticed, even if you know, when you go back and look at replays of that and other sporting events, in that moment, you know, one of the videos I saw where he's crossing the goal line, you could see some of the fans in the front rows, and every one of them all together were like this, right? And it was kind of that, you know, what I referred to as, you know, the fist raised high, howling at the sky, you know, this is awesome kind of a moment. And, you know, I thought about when we get to heaven, you know, we're going to remember, you know, we're going to know all the bad stuff that happened, right? All the things we dealt with, all the horrible things that, you know, go on in this world. You know, we're going to walk into a place that's just the opposite of all of that, right? And, you know, it just felt like, you know, there's going to be, take that emotion and just multiply it by a huge number. And it just felt like, you know, because we know all the bad things, when we walk into really, really good of heaven, it's just going to be, yes, you know, and that just seems like, you know, how could it not be that? Because we know what the bad looks like, and it's going to be great. And just kind of, that's what it's going to be like. It has to be, right? So I think there's value sometimes, and we appreciate the good things in this life, and we're going to really appreciate the good things in the next one, because we know what it's like when they're not so good.
Boy, time is going by so quickly. You can understand why this book is doing so well and shaping so many lives. The book is by Mike Black. It's Glimpses of God. You talk about the gift of salvation and the accountability that comes with that as to how we handle it. Talk about that gift and how important that is in all facets of our lives.
Yeah, so if we step back, I think sometimes we can kind of, you know, as a group sort of wander into that feeling that, you know, we're all pretty good. You know, I've been a Christian most of my life. You know, I'm a pretty good guy. You know, nobody's going to have a lot of issues with me, hopefully. But the reality is, you know, Jesus went through unbelievable things to save me, right? And the other reality is I didn't deserve it. And even after all these years of being a Christian, I still don't, right? You know, I'm not deserving of the gift I was given. And he went through more than we can possibly imagine to make that possible for me. And he did the same for you. And he did the same for them. You know, and for all of us, you know, or at least most of us, we probably have people in our lives that kind of, you know, it's them, right?
Yes.
And I think at times, you know, and you see this happening, and you know, we all do it to some degree. But we start to make decisions about, you know, who's good enough to deserve salvation and who really isn't. And I don't want to talk to them about Jesus. I don't even want to be around them because they're whatever, you know, it is that, you know, we have an issue with. But the reality is Jesus did as much for them as he did for me. He gave them the same gift he gave to me. And it's my job to take it to them, right? And when I, you know, when I, for whatever reason, I decide, I, you know, refuse to do that, I'm in effect making a decision that Jesus gave the gift for them, but I don't think they're good enough. And I just felt like, you know, Jesus would look at us and go, you don't have the authority to do that. And if you did, you don't have the right, because, you know, with all the love I can give you, you're not good enough either, right? So I think sometimes, you know, if we can kind of step back and realize that, you know, I'm not good enough for what Jesus did for me. It was a gift and I didn't deserve it. And yeah, they don't deserve it, but I didn't deserve it either. So I don't have the right to decide who does and doesn't get that opportunity. It's my job to give people that opportunity. And then what happens between, you know, them and God is kind of on them, but it's my job to share that. And I don't have the right to decide, because you're this, you don't deserve
right.
You know, that gift. I don't have that right.
A couple minutes left in the program. It's gone by way too quickly. Glimpses of God is the book by Mike Black, our guest on the program. In your conclusion, you present a very compelling message to the reader and an interesting challenge as well. Talk about the message and talk about the challenge, probably the appropriate way to end our conversation here. Give us the message and give us a challenge as well.
So it's both, right? It's, you know, we've talked about, you know, through this conversation, it's, you know, you have a Father in heaven who loves you. He does. And his relationship with you is different from that with anybody else on earth. So you are special. in a way that sometimes I think we miss. So, you know, the message is you really are loved. You really are special. And sometimes it's hard for us to wrap our arms around that. But we just need to understand we are, you know, God loves me. God loves you. That's it. He just does. Right. And then the challenge is really we need to take that relationship and make it ours. If you go through and you kind of base your views and your faith on, you know, this is what my pastor said and this is what my parents said, and, you know, this is what I've heard, all those are good things. But when life gets really hard, and it will, if you base your faith and just on this is what I think because this is what I've been told, that's not going to be enough to sustain you. It's about, you know, when I take that relationship with God and I make it mine and I make it personal, then when things get difficult, I can fall back on that and it'll be enough to see me through. And that's really the message is you got to, you know, take it. It's with your Father. Take your relationship with your Father, make it yours, own it, and you know, just grow it, because that's the thing that's going to see you through.
Boy, this has been a fascinating conversation with Mike Black, author of Glimpses of God. Are you working on anything else? You've discovered this writing talent and you're really good at it. Anything else you're working on right now?
You know, I am not at the moment, but, you know, there are a lot of things that still, you know, I think about, and it's like, yeah, if I hadn't finished the book already, I would have added some of the stuff into it. So, you know, I've taken a few notes of things and, you know, we'll see. One of these days I may sit down and do it again, because it really was a lot of fun to sit down and write. And hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, hopefully people find value in what's in those pages.
Well, they are. It's Mike Black. The book is Glimpses of God. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, ChristianFaithPublishing.com, and their bookstore as well. All of those by going to our website, This Week in America. And if you can't remember all that, you can Google it. It's very simple. Mike Black, Glimpses of God, the name of the book. You'll find all the information there. Mike, it's been fun having you with us. Excellent job. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I appreciate it.
It has been our pleasure. Mike Black, author of Glimpses of God, on This Week in America. Back after these messages. Don't go away.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.